Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Become the Captain of Your Financial Ship. How would you like to be in command of your finances, to never be in debt again, to live free of financial pressure, and to retire comfortably when that day arrives? Well, this is possible for you, but it will require an intentional effort. If you sincerely want to be the captain of your financial ship, today's lesson will emphasize three crucial things that you must do. First, you must put together a budget. Second, track your expenses. And third, commit to spending less than you earn. When we do not track our expenses, we actually forfeit control of our financial ship. The reason is simple. We don't have a clear picture of where our money is going. It's like being on a ship with a leak that prevents us from navigating toward our financial goals. Benjamin Franklin said it better. He said, "Be aware of little expenses. It's a small leak that will sink a great ship." No doubt, this is not the first time you've heard about the importance of budgeting to help keep track of expenses, but perhaps you've procrastinated. If you will just take time now to set up a budget, you will quickly discover that the benefits are worth the effort you put in each month. With a budget, you'll now be able to, first, control how your money is spent, saved, and invested. You will understand where your money is going and eliminate surprises. You will know what you can and cannot afford. You will practice important self-control and personal responsibility. You'll be able to compare your spending to a previous period of time to measure your progress. And lastly, you'll be able to stay out of debt. If you wish to get out or stay out of debt, you must learn to live within your means. A budget that includes tracking your expenses is one of the first and easiest steps toward not spending more than you make each month. It is critical to understand that operating a budget is at the core of your financial progress. It will certainly help keep you from being a part of these statistics. Did you know that 57% of all households do not have a budget? 61% of all Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck, up from 49% last year and 43% in 2007. Bankruptcy filings. In 2009, there were approximately 5,900 bankruptcy filings a day. Also, as we all know, money is consistently ranked as one of the top three reasons for arguments among married couples. One of the concerns that many people have about budgeting is that a budget holds us accountable. But what if we spend more than we said we would on a particular category, like food or entertainment? It doesn't mean we have failed. It simply alerts us to the fact that we need to adjust our budget. Most people don't like to talk about budgeting for several reasons. First, they don't know how to do it. They feel it's too difficult. They're too busy. They make the excuse that they don't have time to spend on a budget. Their attitude is, "I want to spend my money on what I want to when I want to." Since your budget is your budget, you still are the one that makes the call on how your money gets spent. Keeping track of your income and expenses in the form of a budget doesn't change how much money you have and don't have. A budget simply lets you control your money instead of having your money control you. There are a number of resources on the web, at the library, and available for free to make it easy to start and maintain a budget. Simply Google how to make a budget for step-by-step instructions, free templates, budget calculators, and tips for sticking to a budget. Putting together a budget is not complicated or difficult. Here are the key components of any household budget. First, monthly income. This would include all sources of income. Second, mandatory or fixed expenses. This would include such things as your mortgage or rent, car payments, insurance payments, child care, and so on. The third category are future needs. This would include money for savings, an emergency fund, and/or retirement investments. The fourth category would be charitable giving. This would include your church or other nonprofit organizations. And then fifth is discretionary or controllable expenses. This would include such things as entertainment, dining out, vacations, groceries, utilities, hobbies, and so on. How much money you allocate to each category? Well, it'll be largely based on your income. A plan that many people use is the 10-10-80 guide. This is where 10% of your income goes towards savings and planning for the future. 10% goes toward charitable giving, and the remaining 80% goes toward your mandatory and discretionary expenses. If you find there is not enough money to distribute in that pattern, then decide what you must and are willing to cut. For example, can you reduce your mandatory or fixed expenses by downsizing or refinancing? Are there discretionary expenses that you can do without to stay within your budget? These are all very personal decisions that only you can make. When it comes to budgeting and managing personal finances, there's room for improvement in all of us. If you don't have one already, I strongly encourage you to set up a budget and start tracking your expenses this month. Use your budget to get smart about your hard-earned money and take control of your financial ship. And remember, the day you set a budget and start tracking your expenses is the day you take control of your financial future.